on a Wednesday. Joining us, Mayor Rhonda Powdell and City Administrator Ben Marty. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Certainly appreciate it. Council meeting. You had a regular meeting last night, and let's get into the what happened. First of all, Mayor Powdell, you were recognized for your service for the League of Minnesota Cities. That's a nice way to start the meeting.
Yeah, it was fun. We had some really special guests there with us last night, some really important people that don't really grace our council chambers. League of Minnesota Cities Executive Director, the League of Minnesota Cities Insurance Trust Administrator, and then we had a board member from the League of Minnesota Cities Board and the Insurance Trust, D. Love, and then Dave Callister, who's a city administrator in Plymouth or Prior Lake. I can't remember
Plymouth.
And he also sits on the Insurance Trust. So it was just really fun to have those gentlemen there in the council chambers last night. The league does such a great job for us.
And the mayor is very humble, but it is quite an honor to, you know, both serve as the League of Cities president as well as being on the LMCIT board. That's a very sought after. Those are very sought after positions. And I know there's tons of great information that's brought back from those. And so really kind words that was presented to the mayor, giving background on her involvement there, and really showed leadership and gets the word out on Northfield. They talked about that, too, nationally and across the state as well. And she's been a great role model for other communities. So appreciate that. And really great that they took the time in their very busy lives to come down to do that.
Yeah, that is very nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, congratulations. Let's move on. Consent agenda. The one thing I wanted to bring up on the consent agenda was the approval of a professional service agreement for a climate action plan. The price tag on that was right around $62,000. What is that?
So the climate action plan work that they're doing is related to our strategic plan goals mm-hmm. that we have. So they're going to help them with a number of those initiatives. And so the entity basically did some analysis related to the climate action plan, and the scoping committee brought forward some information back to the city council. So the climate plan committee, there was also some actions related to XL Energy had some grant dollars within that they were providing some technical service as well as we do that.
So what's the bottom line? Is XL paying for this? Or I agree with, I love the climate action plan, the committee that you have. I think it's very important to do that, but boy, $62,000 right now mm-hmm. to do that. What mm-hmm. It seems like a lot of money for consultants that for something that maybe we could have done ourselves.
Yeah. Well, the Great Plains, mm-hmm. the Memorandum of Understanding from XL Energy, that is done no cost to the city.
Okay.
So their focus will be on, there are six key areas that our Climate Action Plan Advisory Board has identified mm-hmm. as focus areas really to zero in on, and one of them is energy. So XL Energy will be helping us to develop the recommendations for the Climate Action Plan on that energy area. The other five areas, the Great Plains Institute, which is that consultant that we are hiring to work with the city to develop the recommendations for the other five areas. And they're pretty significant areas. We're talking food, waste, transportation, and there's two others in there. They're not coming to my mind right offhand. But they're really significant areas that affect the city very broadly. And so you really, Great Plains Institute is known to be a national leader. We are drawing in on the resources and the benefits and skill set of a great consultant here to give us really a plan for the future that will have long-term impacts. And there's really is a significant amount of work that we want to go into this because we want to bring the community on board. We want to help educate the community, but we also want their buy-in and their support of this climate action plan as we move forward with it. So there's just a lot that rolls into it, and I'm really thankful that we were able to have a consultant like Great Plains Institute be willing to work with us as a city.
All right. Let's move on. You had a resolution concerning a budget amendment for the Naffers fire truck. What was that about? Was that like a prepayment for Naffers or for that big fire truck we're getting?
That's a carryover from last meeting's discussion that we had, and we're replacing a pumper truck.
Yep.
So $620,000 was budgeted. There was a discount, about a little over $14,000, if we did a little more front-ending of the cost. So the council's been planning this for a number of years, along with NAFRS, to purchase that in 2019. So the council authorized a budget amendment to allow for an early payment this year. We actually get the truck is custom-made, which is common for these types of trucks, and will be delivered next year. So we had planned to use general fund undesignated reserves. The council had some clarifications of that was put into the resolution, and they did authorize that to move forward. So assuming the other partners authorize that, NAFRS would ultimately be deciding to move forward with that. But they did authorize that payment that's been in the works for quite a while.
Okay. Yeah. There was some discussion on utility rates for 2019. Did you end up adopting those utility rates?
Yes, we did. So we have water increasing to 1%, wastewater to 1.75% increase, mm-hmm. storm sewer increasing to 5%, and garbage that stays steady. And one of the things, before I move on to my other point here, it says the average residential bill will go from $67.69 to just up to $68.76. So it really is a very slight increase. But one of the things that I wanted to highlight is that on two of those utilities, the rates for those utilities were actually set to increase much higher. And so this really is a benefit. We are keeping these rates low, and this is something to celebrate in a day and age right now where people are very concerned about how high their bills are and the levy and things like that, that discussion there, how things are going up. These utility rates aren't going as high as what we thought.
All right. Well, we got that going for
us.
Yes. All right. Let's move on. There was a feasibility report for the 2019 street reclamation projects. I was looking at the map on that. There's one on the north side, and there's one kind of in the central over by St. John's Church and in that Third Street area, Longfellow, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the feasibility report. That's standard procedure for any of the road construction, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's just part of the process. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of our kickoff. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than identify the different areas of the city that we are either going to reconstruct or reclaim or mill and overlay, mm-hmm. right? That was done. We have that overarching 5-year plan on what streets we're doing when. But the feasibility report really gets us going and is really focused on some areas, as I understand that you are over there in that area too.
They're going to get this done like on a Tuesday afternoon, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. From like 5 to 8, maybe when you're sleeping, Jeff.
You know, you see all the construction going around and you think, oh boy, these people are really affected by it. You know, I'm glad it's not me.
Yeah.
Yeah, next year it's going to be me.
Yeah. So it's really focused on some streets that are really in bad condition. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just really thankful that we're able to get such a significant number of them taken care of and get them more up to date. So it'll be focused on some sidewalk gaps that we have in those two areas of the city as well. Just making sure that if we've got one block where there's no sidewalk and there's sidewalk at either end, well, why shouldn't we be looking at just putting in that missing piece?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the opportunity for us to get this going, and then the council will be reviewing the benefit appraisal and asking some additional questions about that and getting information on that back to the council on the 20th of November.
And people will still have plenty of time to get input in because this is just basically the first step in the process, or maybe the second, I don't know.
Yeah, and just a reminder again, Jeff, on the reclamations, it's mainly kind of a new surface mm-hmm. for that, but then they do repairs of all the other pieces, so it does include the sidewalks. So I guess when you talked about the construction impact, mm-hmm. the good news is usually on the reclaims, there's not quite as much local disruption because you can get in and out during the project as they put in the sidewalks, as they repair the curbs, as they fix utilities. It's not a full reconstruction like we've seen like on Division Street, which is certainly more disruptive. Ultimately, you eventually have to do that, but this list of projects are the reclamation projects and quite a list that we have heading into next year.
Yeah, and if you'd like to find out, you being our listeners, more information, the map is, I believe, on the website. You can take mm-hmm. a look at the 2019 reclamation projects, and it's right there. Speaking of that, you had a professional services agreement for the same reclamation engineering services. How did that go?
Good. So mainly this one was put on the agenda after this one just because we wanted to make sure that the project moved forward before we authorized the professional services for that. So it's pretty standard. There was some discussion about how we choose our consultants in this particular case. It was basically kind of a direct solicitation, and they'll go through a negotiation process. Basically, they're looking at a proposal of about a little under 10% of the overall project cost. So engineering-wise, that's a pretty common price that they would charge. It might depend on the scope of the project. So the more complicated major projects, you're going to see higher engineering fees for some of that because there's more analysis on that. So Bolton & Mink was the engineering services they chose this time. There was a little discussion about should we, staff talked about they do like to rotate and use different consultants on projects. There was some discussion of the council about possibly looking at going out for proposals more regularly, but ultimately it was approved by the city council.
Hmm. Bolton and Mank, boy, their name pops up a lot when we do engineering. Are they? Are there other ones who are they, that bid on this, or is it just kind of them?
Oh yeah, there's WSB. There is SEH. Those are a couple that come to mind off the top of my head. There are a number of firms. Bolton and Mink is certainly one of the major ones in civil engineering in the state of Minnesota. So, but we do work with others. We work with some emerging ones that maybe specialize too in the pedestrian friendly. We worked with Tool Design. We've gotten some proposals through some of those processes from a couple other firms as well.
All right. Yeah. All right. That kind of works our way through the agenda. Is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you here?
No, just to watch. I know Rice County has on their website, they are still looking for volunteers for storm cleanup, and I kind of highlighted that last night, that while within our borders, we're doing pretty okay. I mean, we've pretty much taken care of any storm cleanup that needs to happen within our borders of the city of Northfield. But outside our borders, our friends and neighbors, there's still some significant cleanup that needs to happen. So you can go to Northfield Chairs and sign up to volunteer there. We have some beautiful weather coming up, and it would be great weather for chainsaws and, you know, getting your gloves on and hauling some brush to the compost site. You can also sign up on the Rice County's website to volunteer and help out some of our friends and neighbors, our farms that lie just outside our borders. There's still just anybody that has significant tree damage. It's my understanding that it could be upwards, could be like $46,000 just to fell the trees. That's not to haul them off. That's not to cut them up. So there is a really major financial impact to this, and insurance doesn't cover it, from my understanding.
Yeah, yeah. From the people I've talked to, insurance only covers just a fraction of that, and that's only in certain circumstances. Yeah. So it there's a lot out there, and boy, the market, demand for those tree services shooting the price up.
And the other thing that I just wanted to highlight to you too. Well, the three of us sitting here in this room are very able, capable. We can haul stuff. I mean, some of us might have some aches and pains afterwards, right? That's not true of everyone. We've got some elderly folks that live out here in outside our borders, and they just don't have the capability, or the amount of damage that they have sustained is just way too much for them to be able to handle. So this really is, I just want to shout out again. Thank you to all those that have volunteered, but there's still significant work to be done. And so please remember our friends and neighbors.
All right. Mayor, thank you so much for coming in. Mr. City Administrator, thank you for coming in as well. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to somebody, I guess not next week. We've got a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, well, I'll be in. I'll be in for
You'll
sure.
be in next week? All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you next week then.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
So. Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, City Administrator Ben Mardig. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.